Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California. If you're walking down Main Street or hanging out near the coast and you hear the unmistakable thunder of John Bonham's drums or the gritty wail of a Nirvana riff, you might think you've stepped into a time machine. Born and raised right here in Half Moon Bay, the band Field Trip isn't just a student band. They're a self-reliant, riff-heavy rock and roll powerhouse. Whether they're ripping through the 70s classics or bonding over snacks in their makeshift tour van, these four are proving that the soul of rock and roll is alive and well in the hands of the next generation. Please welcome the band Field Trip, Cassidy on lead vocals, Coco on bass, Vivian on guitar, and Charlie on drums, the members of Field Trip.
Hi, Mike.
So great to have you on Coastside Carousel. Who wants to tell me how it all began?
We all met through the same music teacher, John Engel. He's on the Coastside. And so I met Coco and Cassidy through John. And then Charles started learning to play the drums, and he's my brother. So it all kind of just came together.
Now, this is very cool because I've always thought it's great to have a bass player and a drummer together. Here we have a guitar player, and the brother is the drummer. So you guys get to jam a lot, right, at home. You want to talk about that a little bit, Charlie?
Yeah, our dad built us a music room so we could just, like, play all day and whatever we want. We can learn together and practice Field Trip songs.
It's really unique and different for young people. Usually you guys are into rap and hip-hop, are you not? Why rock and roll?
I think that's just like the music that we grew up with, really, and it's super fun to play, so we all love it.
Because of Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
Talk about the time machine here, Heart, Blondie, Led Zeppelin. When you're playing a song that was written 30, 50, 40 years ago, what's the feeling? Come on, lead singer. Come on in here, Cassidy, and talk about it. Get close to the microphone.
I feel like we're definitely, I feel like a sense of like pride because we're honoring the people who have done that so long ago. And like it meant something to them, so I feel like it means a lot to us as well.
How often do you guys practice? I mean, you got 3 high schoolers, and I can't believe Charlie's still at Cunha Elementary.
We like to practice at least once a week, and when we have gigs, we try to pile up a lot of practices.
We've got a studio version. Most of your stuff, by the way, is played live, and there's some songs on YouTube that we see. But we're going to go into a studio version. Where did you record Sunday Morning?
We took a summer camp at Green Room Music in Pacifica, and part of the camp, there's a day where you get to go and record your song in Pacifica.
So how many tracks did you get to play that day?
Just one song.
Oh, they only allowed you to do one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys practice that song for like 9,000 hours before you went into the studio?
Yeah, so the camp is 2 weeks long, and you record the song pretty close to the last day. So we were practicing every day from like 10 to 3 for like a week and a half.
So Cassidy, when you guys decided to do Sunday Morning, did you listen to Gwen Stefani over and over again? Or are you doing Cassidy, just Cassidy alone?
I would say like because I've never really, like, that was the first No Doubt song that Field Trip ever did. But I, like, heard Gwen Stefani's voice for the first time, and I was just like, wow, like, that's amazing. Like, I definitely want to try and, like, recreate that. But I felt like I wanted to, like, add my own touch, too.
This is the band Field Trip. They're all young, and they play rock and roll. Here's Sunday Morning, KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Pathetic little
Community radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local musicians on the Coastside and the famous bands who come into town. And today is a special treat. It's a bunch of teenagers who are a cover band, and they call themselves Field Trip. Now, according to my little AI research, Vivian, you came up with the name of the band. Is that true, Field Trip? Tell us about that.
Coco and I were trying to start a band before, and then we started playing with Cassidy and Charles and needed a band name because we got a gig, and me and my mom were thinking of band names, and we were driving in, like, Joshua Tree because we went camping, and there was, like, a billboard that said Field Trip on it. And so I was like, well, that would work.
All right, let's go to Cassidy on lead vocals. Cassidy, your teacher, John Engel, says you have a voice that's completely individual. When you are working on your voice, when you're singing, are you thinking about any other famous songwriter or singer? Or are you thinking about how can I just be better for who I am?
I think about improving my voice, like, technically a lot for myself, but I also like to, and, like, doing that, I look at people like Ann Wilson and Gwen Stefani, and I see, like, their range is incredible. They know what they're doing with, like, certain vocal aspects. But then I also like to sing as myself.
Charlie, you're the youngest, and you love pounding the drums like John Bonham. I talked about how I love Led Zeppelin so much. Are you the kind of drummer that just wants to hit them hard and fast, or do you have a certain technique based on John Bonham or some of the other famous drummers?
I really love John Bonham. I just love that he had, like, all the stamina to just, like, play as hard as he can, like, for a really long time. And I like the way, like, Keith Moon just, like, swings in it. And then Chad Smith, too. He's, like, all of them combined, and he's just, like, amazing.
As Coco and Charlie well know, the rhythm section is really the bottom end of the band. Am I right, Coco? John Engel compared you to John Paul Jones, and he's one of my favorite bass players of all time. I noticed that right away when I saw some of your live stuff on YouTube. Your bass is so clear and so pronounced. Do you want to talk about your style at all?
Yeah, thank you. I love John Paul Jones, and especially because I also play piano, I really, like, resonate with him.
All right, let's play another track right now, and I want to take this from Old Princeton Landing. You were live there, and you played all rock and roll. I do want to play the Police, Message in a Bottle. Does anyone want to talk about that rendition that you did at OPL that night?
Yeah, we did the live version of Message in a Bottle because we just thought it was more, just fit more for Old Princeton Landing. It was really cool.
All right, let's hear it now on Coastside Carousel, Message in a Bottle, live at Old Princeton Landing, KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Thank you.
100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, a special edition of Coastside Carousel with the band Field Trip. All teenagers, I've been trying to book this band for over a year now. We had a broken leg. We had some other things happen with the teenagers here, but we're all together finally in 2026. Does anyone want to tell me what you, here we are in February, right? What is going on for the rest of the year with you guys? Obviously, you got to focus on school, but your passion is music. What do you do?
I'd say right now, for sure, we're definitely working on learning some new songs to add to our set. So right now we're just kind of like taking time to learn them together and apart, and then we're just going to add those new songs into our set and then hopefully get some gigs lined up.
Anyone else? Do you know what you're going to do in the summertime? Do you have things like, do you talk all the time and go, hey, let's play this festival. Let's try to get to the Pumpkin Festival in October in Half Moon Bay. Do you guys talk about that, or do you leave it to the roadies who are mom and dad?
I'd say our parents definitely help book all of our gigs because they're like the contacts that people reach out to. But I'd say we talk about it and we're like, ooh, this would be a good place to play, or oh, we really want to play it at this place, and it'd be cool if they would let us.
You guys are so young and enthusiastic about playing live. Are there any local venues that you really want to play, or any music acts on the coast side that you go, hey, I would love to open for that band or that person? Is there anyone like that? Cassidy?
I would say that we would really love to play the main stage at Pumpkin Festival because we've seen like a lot of big bands play there and it looks really fun because it's just like a big stage and a ton of people. And then probably the Guild Theater in Palo Alto would be a really big dream too.
Okay. Anyone else? Charlie?
Me personally, I think it would be cool if we got like punky like songs and we played at the Jetty Ramp or something.
Well, I like it when there's a lot of people, and I like to play inside mostly because it can really get packed and it's fun.
Tell me about, I've never been a performer on stage like that. Do you feel adrenaline from the crowd when you're playing? And tell me what that feels like, Cassidy.
For me, it feels really good because I feel like the crowd like brings me up. I mean, I know I've been at gigs where the crowd isn't huge or like not really into the music, but like when the crowd, like OPL, I think it was sold out and there were so many people and they were just all into it. And that like brought us like up as performers, and like that was really cool. If anyone wants to reach out or see our videos or see like upcoming gigs, they can look at our Instagram at fieldtrip.hmb.
At fieldtrip.hmb.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.